This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 15 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the day is sunny, with temperatures warm in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making it a pleasant afternoon for outdoor activities. In Haifa, expect cool breezes throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has launched new strikes on Iran, targeting capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz earlier today. Tehran has vowed a decisive response. Also, Israel Hayom notes that soldiers played ball in Bint Jabal, where Hezbollah's leader famously mocked Israel 26 years ago. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post says a UK judge ordered the ICJ Palestine to pay over £82,000 to a British-Israeli IDF soldier. Separately, Forward highlights that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez urged influencer Clavicular to shed light on Palestinian issues. And finally, from I-24 News, the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the abduction of three soldiers during the October 7th events. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today that Iran's foreign minister has landed in Qatar. John Spencer, a military analyst, noted that CENTCOM used precision munitions against sites on Greater Tonbe Island in a 90-minute operation. From I24NEWS English, we learned that the U.S. redirected two commercial vessels trying to break the blockade on Iranian waters, as confirmed by CENTCOM. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. The Times of Israel reports that CENTCOM targeted Iranian capabilities used to attack shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran has promised a decisive response after military personnel were killed. This escalation raises concerns over the security of energy exports from the region, crucial for global markets. Turning to the scene in Bint Jabal, Israel Hayom describes how Israeli soldiers played ball in the town, a symbolic gesture of presence and resilience. This comes 26 years after Nasrallah's speech that belittled Israeli power. It highlights a shift in control and sentiment in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports on a legal victory for a British-Israeli IDF soldier. A UK judge has ordered ICJ Palestine to pay substantial costs after attempting to prosecute the soldier. This case underscores ongoing tensions over legal accountability and international jurisdiction. Separately, Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's comments on influencer Clavicular, as covered by Forward, urge a focus on Palestinian issues. The Congresswoman's words reflect a growing call for influencers to engage with complex geopolitical matters. Finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF has neutralized a Hamas terrorist linked to past soldier abductions. This follows previous military actions and serves as a reminder of the ongoing security challenges Israel faces. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that apartment prices are sharply declining while rents are on the rise. The consumer price index remained unchanged, indicating a moderate annual increase. This trend could affect housing market stability in Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the upcoming consumer price index release. Expected to remain close to zero, it will guide economic forecasts and policy decisions. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Israeli startup Hemispheric has emerged from stealth with $52 million for its brain decoding platform. This innovation underscores Israel's position as a leader in neuro AI technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.